They've been gone for weeks, and Texas House Democrats show no signs of returning anytime soon. I'm Brandon Waltons, filling in for Jeremy Kitchen for This Week in Texas. Jeremy is on a well-deserved vacation. Keep that in stark contrast to the Texas House Democrats, who have been on a weeks-long vacation, essentially in Washington, D.C. Folks that have been following what has happened with this special session. There's been a special session, of course, of the Texas legislature that's been called these last 30 days at a time. Only the governor can call them, and he called them down there to work on a number of conservative priorities, not the least of which is election integrity. Now, election integrity, of course, is something that we've seen Democrats continue to fight, especially here in Texas. And on July 12th, just a few days after that special session started, Democrats jetted off on a chartered flight to the nation's capital in an attempt to bust quorum, essentially make it so that there aren't enough people, enough lawmakers in the Texas House chamber to be able to work. So this is something that we've seen for the last few weeks. This week, frankly, with the end of the special session coming up here, I believe on August 6th, just in a few days, few short days, the Democrats show no signs of returning. In fact, this is going to set up a lot of questions and a lot of things that are going to be very, very interesting to follow this week, which is Governor Greg Abbott going to call another special session immediately? He said he will on those same items until they return. On the flip side, will Democrats have the stamina to stay away, especially as redistricting, you know, where the lawmakers draw their own districts, they draw congressional districts. You know, this date is coming up, not this week, but it's going to be coming up shortly on August 16th. Will Democrats want to be out of the state when those maps are being drawn by the Republican lawmakers that are left here in the Capitol? These are things that we're going to be watching this week. If you're expecting, however, that this week we might see some Democrats being dragged out in handcuffs, taken from the airport and thrown into the Capitol, well, you might be disappointed. We haven't seen that so far. In fact, the only thing we've really seen that has changed from day to day is the House has gaveled in just for a couple short minutes where they will say the prayer, say the pledges, and then, you know, the most exciting thing I think we've seen so far, if you've watched some of the stream, is what color is the permission slip going to be? In fact, all the lawmakers get a permission slip. They get to permission to leave the chamber, go back to their districts, go back home. The last few days, we've had such wonderful colors as Texas ruby red grapefruit. We've had Texas blue bonnet. It was guacamole on Friday before they broke for the entire weekend. So this week, you know, expect a new variety of interesting colors. But that's in the Texas House. Texas House, of course, is frozen. Texas Senate has not been. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, the Texas Senate passed just about every item on the special session agenda and has essentially been waiting for House Democrats to return so that they can continue their business. Well, this week, they're actually going to be doing something a little different, okay? Today, Monday at 1 o'clock, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has established a select committee on the future of college sports in Texas. Now, if you're a college sports fan, if you watch college football, you undoubtedly have an opinion on the news that has come out over the last week or two that the University of Oklahoma and most notably the University of Texas are going to be leaving the Big 12 conference and going to the SEC. Normally, this kind of conversation would probably be reserved for outside of politics, okay? Be something you talk about with your friends, maybe over dinner. Now that conversation is spilling over into the state capitol. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has established this committee. In establishing it, he said, quote, collegiate athletes bring Texans together in celebration of our state's rich athletic heritage and our Texas identity. It is vital that the Texas Senate understand the economic and athletic impact of the University of Texas leaving the Big 12 for the Southeastern Conference. And to be fair, there actually is some state implications, right, with this. It's not just about sports. It's not just about who's winning the football games. You have some schools like Texas Tech in Lubbock, Baylor University, TCU up in Fort Worth that are concerned that the dissolution of the conference and Texas leaving it could actually have a negative impact on the economies of those areas. In fact, you had studies coming out last week that showed perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars in lost economic revenue. And so, again, today at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a hearing. I would expect some of those university presidents for those other schools to be showing up, to be testifying, maybe some local officials. State Senator Jay Nelson is actually going to be leading that up. Remains to be seen if anything will be done. It seems like right now the University of Texas has already made that decision. But, of course, the state of Texas and lawmakers do have the ability constitutionally to weigh in, as it is a public school. And so pay attention to that this week to see if anything comes out of it. And you've got a little bit of dominoes happening electorally, okay, as we look ahead that seems so far away to those 2022 elections. We actually do have some more elections coming up. It seems we're in a constant election season. Last week, Jake Elzey, a Texas state representative up from the Waxahachie area, won a special election runoff. Okay, a special election runoff for Congress, thus setting up a special election to fill his own Texas House District 10 seat up there. Now, it would be only filled for the remainder of his term, which would be up anyway in January of 2023, whenever they gavel in. And at that time, as I mentioned, redistricting, those maps could actually be quite different. And so we're setting up right now that there's going to be a special session, a special election rather, for that seat. We don't have a date yet. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to announce a date for that election this week. And already you have one candidate who has said they are putting their hat in the ring, and that's actually the very guy who held the seat before, John Ray, okay? He said that he wants to run for it. And so far you have that announced candidate. Remains to be seen this week, as we'll be keeping an eye on that, as to whether or not any other candidates decide to jump into that race. And lastly, talking about a little bit of federal news meets the state of Texas. Right now you've got the Biden administration filing a lawsuit against Texas over a recent executive order from Governor Greg Abbott designed to crack down on the transportation of illegal aliens. Now, this lawsuit was filed right at the end of Friday, okay? Almost a Friday news dump lawsuit. And right now, it remains to be seen what actions are going to be taken there, okay? So for some context, Governor Greg Abbott last week issued an executive order that prohibits private companies and nonprofits from transporting illegal aliens from the southern borders into other parts of the state. This is something we've seen where, illegal aliens are crossing over. In some cases, if you've seen some of the videos, they're literally opening the gates and welcoming them in. And then they're being bussed away. They're being sent to Dallas. They're being sent to wherever else in the state, and making it actually pretty hard to track them down later, especially once they move away from that area. Well, Governor Greg Abbott has largely pitched this executive order as a way to stop the spread of COVID-19. Some of those cases are starting to rise in this area. The governor says that this executive order is designed to do more to stop that spread, especially from infected illegal aliens that are crossing at the southern border from Mexico into Texas. That struck the ire of U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who threatened a lawsuit, now has filed a lawsuit. That lawsuit has been filed in the Western District of Texas in El Paso, and where it remains to be seen what the next steps right there are going to be, and whether or not the court is going to attempt to jump in and stop this order and essentially mandate that, yes, illegal aliens should be able to be bussed and sent throughout the state of Texas, and there's nothing the state of Texas can do. This is going to be a really, really landmark case, and we'll be watching it this week. Well, that's all for this week in Texas. Keep up with the latest stuff that's happening at TexasScorecard.com throughout the week as we follow exactly what's happening not only locally, not only in the state, but also at the federal government as well. Have a great week.